Good afternoon, everyone, and please be welcome to the earnings conference call of the third quarter of 2023 of Energisa. We inform you that this video conference is being recorded and is going to be available at the company's IR website, where it's available the current presentation. We highlight that who may ever need a simultaneous translation, we have this tool available at the globe icon, written interpretation, located at the bottom center area of your screen. By selecting it, choose your preferred language, Portuguese or English. To those listening to a video conference in English, there's the option of muting the original audio in Portuguese, clicking Mute Original Audio. For the Q&A session, question and answer session, we guide you that send the questions via the Q&A bottom icon at the bottom of your screen. By dynamics, your names will then be announced so that you can ask your question live. At this moment, a request to activate your microphone will show up on your screen. Considering that some of the panelists are remote, oscillations and instabilities may occur on the video conference, impacting on the answer time, especially during the Q&A. We count on with your comprehension. We highlight the information available on this presentation and eventual statements that may be done during the video conference related to prospective business projections and operational goals and financials of Energisa. They are beliefs and premises of the administration of the company, such as information available. Future statements are not proof of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and premises because they refer to future events, and then they depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors must comprehend that economic conditions, market conditions, and other factors may affect the performance of the company and conduct the results that differ materially from those expressed in these future statements. Now, I would like to pass the word to Ricardo Botelho, Director President of the company, to start the presentation. Ricardo, please go ahead. Just one second, guys. I have a difficult technology here. Just one second. Just one second. Hey guys, sorry about the technical problems that we have here right now. I'd like to start the presentation. Thank you, operator. Good afternoon, everyone. I appreciate your presence here on this presentation of results of the third quarter 2023. On this event, they participate with these respective teams: Mauricio Botelho, CFO of the company; Fernando Maia, Vice President of Regulations; Jorel Souza Filho, Vice President of Networks; Daniel Salomão, Vice President of People and Management; Roberto Godoy, Vice President of Energisa; and for executives in the company and investor relations team here. Talking about Vitória and the Fabio Bertollo as well, that's helping us here. First of all, I kindly ask that you guys pay attention to the warnings on this slide before taking any decision investments on the company. I'm going to start the presentation right now. On the results of the group in the third quarter 2023, I would like to highlight that's the first quarter that we consolidate the results of ES Gás, our first acquisition on the segment of natural gas distribution. With the acquisition of ES Gás, besides reinforcing our existence of solutions, it reaffirms our role of being the main characters of the energetic transition in Brazil and our goal to diversify the portfolio of actives that bring excellent opportunities to growth and value generation. Being a cleaner fuel and efficient that substitute with advantages other fuels, natural gas, they keep it very relevant. In the last few years in Brazil, the perspectives are positive for next year. They really like leveled up with the with because of the natural gas by the interest of new actors in the production and consumption, and for the thermoelectricals companies that they complement the renewable resources, guaranteeing a bigger security, safety, energetic safety. According to EPE, the potential production of natural gas in the country will be grown up to 90% into 2023. And we used to follow up this tendency. We're really growth on these growth and infrastructure. And we had a growth of 115% in the last 10 years. About talking about the growth of natural gas in the area on the speed of Espírito Santo is extraordinary because of the addressable potential market with multiple expressives in each segment of consumption. And I highlight the industrial segment. And right now they have about like 93% of the consumption not thermoelectric, and they count with a solid basis of industry, competitive industries, and by situated. And the low penetration of clients and housings is another lever for us. And with this favorable scenery, DS Gas and investment, safe investment to the group of Energisa, really structured without any passives and actives with conditions adequate today for us to give our first steps in the sector. The company counts with a experienced team with executives working with the private area. And with a solid basis, we should like move all our expertise with turnarounds, successful turnarounds in more than 100 years on a distribution of energy to impulse the evolution and competitivity with the market as on the market, with the benefits for all the involvements. The investment plans referring to the first cycle, August 20 to July 25, it was approved with the company ARSP. We expect to have an apport of 193 million reais. First, the planning was that we had 98 million reais, and they were allocated in the next 2 years. But our expectations to accelerate the implementation of this value to expand the urban network, mostly on Vila Velha, Vitória and Serra, and this area, of course, and with the ASU network in the north area in São Mateus, besides working with the technologies. The choice of ES Gás also linked to the favorable conditions that we find in the Espírito Santo, big available of natural gas in the shore with bull transportation network and treatment stations with the natural gas. Of course, the logistics helps us, the environment makes it really good with the private initiative. The investment in the sector also makes it available the development of resources of natural gas, biogas, and biomethane, really relevant to the decarbonization of the Brazilian industry. And being aligned with the federal and state regulations, our ducts can also transport biomethane considered by EDP equivalent to natural gas. And the recent acquisition of Greek, that we're going to be talking further, they reinforce our strategy of being to giving this energies and distributions of gas. And evolution and innovation doesn't stop like this. And we work with other states. We don't stop like here, like I said. We really believe in the potential of capturing use and all of this with the blue hydrogen, and we understand that Espírito Santo has good possibilities to be a hub to these technologies. With this, I pass the word to Maurício Botelho, CFO and Director of Relations, Investor Relations Group, to talk about the main results of the third quarter 2023. Good afternoon. I thank everyone for your presence here in another quarterly results of Energisa. Firstly, as well, I would like to inform that continuing the representation of the financial demonstrations conform we told on the fourth quarter last year, we are representing the results on the last 9 months of 2022. According to the next quarter of 2022, comparing better with this. And going back to the results of this quarter, I highlight the robust and sustainable growth of the EBITDA adjusted, recurring EBITDA adjusted. They evolved 25.2% on this quarter and 18.5% in the last 9 months. The segment of distribution of energy was the segment that mostly contributed for the EBITDA consolidated. It was 2.1 billion cash. The raw margin adjusted without the VNR, with the distribution of energy, they had a growth of 12.6%, which is equivalent to 293 million reais, comparing to the third quarter of 2022 that totaled 2.6 billion. As summing up all the 9 months of 2023, I also highlight the Energisa that contributed to 100 million reais with the consolidated of the group. Please, next slide. We're going to be talking about PMSO. We had an increment of approximately 18% comparing the quarters, impacted basically by the people and third-party services, mostly also because of the adequation of the company to the new patterns of quality with the Resolution 1000 of ANEEL. Of course, with they have the salary readjustments of the collectives and new businesses and distributed generation, transmission, and distribution of gas. The distribution of energy that represents almost 90% of PMSO consolidated, they had a row, they got down by 8.1% on next quarter before the 11.2% in the next 9 months. Being more specific on the variations of people and service, I highlight that on the people area, we had a growth of more than 21 million reais with the big inflation that we had on the deals on 2022, and the gas contributed with these expenses on 3.6 million reais. In the 30-party segment, we had a growth of 18 million reais with the consultancy services, 24 million reais in the expenses for maintenance and preventive equipment maintenance as well, and expenses with the inspection, all the other effects of the Resolution 1000 from ANEEL. Despite the growth of PMSO on the last few quarters, the group Energisa keeps working with discipline on the management of the operational costs and improving the patterns of quality, such as we're going to be seeing further ahead. On the next slide, we talk about the liquid profit, the consolidated. The first time this year, we had an increase related to the last quarter of 2022. It was positive. The net income compared to the third quarter 2022, the net income, they totaled 45%, which means 688 million reais. Just the net income adjusted and recurring, which takes off like the effects of consolidation of VNR, of distribution, regulatory transmissions. They had a growth of 19% or 86 million reais bigger, totaling 538 million reais on this quarter. And this result is reflects of the net income, what had like an expensive lower than 300 million and totaling 650 million on the quarter. This re reduction can be explained mostly by the expenses of 343 million lower than the marking line and derivative market effect of the option of compra of VAPM and the bonus of subscription of the seventh emission. And this last item happened last year. Yes, this last eating, it doesn't affect more the results since the last quarter of 2022. And going to the next slide, we're going to be talking about investments. The volume investments, they decreased 15.1% on the quarter, and they got from 1.82 billion reais on the third quarter of 22 to 1.55 billion in the third quarter of 23. And 9 months, the loss of investments, it was lower, was 3.6%, and we closed the period with 4.63 billion reais. On the quarter, the investments on the segment of distribution of energy, they had like a decrease of 316 million reais when compared to the other quarters. And Energisa had an increment of 49 million reais when we compared to the third quarter, and 385 million more when we compared to the last 9 months. And talking about Energisa, almost totally of investments, they were dedicated to the segment of the distributed generation that and close with on the 9 months of 2023 with 837 million reais invested with the distributed generation in here. Next slide, please. Well, Grupo Energisa, they closed the quarter with the levering indicator with the debt of with EBITDA adjusted in 3.3 times above on the indicator of 2023. It was 2.9 and explained mostly with the consolidation of ES Gás that aggregated only 3 months of contribution with the EBITDA, but it consolidates entirely to the expenses buying the active, which was approximately 1.5 billion reais. The levering index of the group sees like with controls and below the limits of the current covenants with the most debts is 4.25 times. With the about the debt with the debt with the covenants, talking about the cash flow of the company, we closed the quarter with 5.2 billion reais. Remembering on the October we had like 1.8 billion reais with the debentures that's not considering by the end of September, and we end here about the consolidated explanation, and we're going to talking about the main segments of business of Energisa. And we're gonna talking about like distribution of energy. Talking about the third quarter, it was relevant to the results. We had we must highlight the EBITDA without the VNR that had a growth of 16.4% on the quarter and totaled 1.77 billion reais. The growth of market and process of review, tax review, they contributed to the improvement of the financial indicators in this quarter. And on the next slide, we're going to be talking about market. We reached the biggest like rate of growth on the market for the third quarter in the last 4 years. We highlight the residential class because they had a growth of 6.7% on the quarter. And we increased the consumption on the distributors and the impulse with the temperatures like above the average of the period, focusly especially on the center west and north. Occasionally, they happen because of the El Niño phenomenon. And just to illustrate, on the third quarter of this year, they were registered 40 heat waves on the biggest cities on the area of concession, 25 more than what happened on the third quarter 2022. Other metric is the cooling degree days that we have here. That's an Then we check on how hot the temperature was during the days. In our concession, the need of like cooling was 21% bigger than the third quarter on 2022. Besides the climate effects, the good development, the good performance of the element, the food chain was also decisive. On the commercials, the grains, and the big like stores, they had like some highlights in here. Talking about industry, freezers, grains and derivatives, with like the record, they pulled the results to help us. Talk about paper and metal. And now talking about total losses of energy. We follow with consistency below the regulatory referential in the last 24 months. On this quarter, our loss index total was 12.53%, 0.47 percentage points below the limit. It's good. And comparing to the last quarter, our group we increased the losses in 0.24 percentage points because of the growth of the demand of energy explained on the previous slide. It wasn't like always totally reflecting on the the money that we had, talking about the period of calendar, about the companies on the regions North and Central West, and these effects must be correct in the next month. Should be. Important as well, the performance that we had on Energisa Rondônia that like reduced his losses in 1.5 percentage points related to the third quarter 2022, and 0.19 percentage points related to the last quarter. And this quarter, that's the best like historical results for the company. And talking about like quality here, about the Ecofec and the big companies, we are below the regulatory limits. And want some highlights here. We should be having FEC here, being then Mato Grosso and Sul Sudeste. They had like the best like historical marks on the company. And the other slide is about debts, about default. The actions that we talk about default on the companies, they're going to be working efficiently, working to contribute on the improvements of the allocation of the money, with the economical scenery more challenging. On this quarter, the distribution, energy distribution segment, we had a reduce of 33 million reais on the expected losses on credit, and about 9 months on the ad summing it up, we improved 94 million reais. About the default tax rate on the last 12 months in September, it was 1%, a similar level on what we showed up before COVID. Talking about ES Gás right now on the next slide. And so we like the main highlights that we have here in the quarter, on the first quarter that we do this. He already contributed with 47 million reais with EBITDA and 29 with net income. We are integrating this integration process with this company, and we really believe in its growth. Here we show the main quotes on this one. We had like increase of customers. We had an increase of 80%. It was like more than 78,000 customers. And the current numbers indicate that we already like surpassed the 80,000 customers. And talking about transmission here, on the third quarter, we're talking about the fifth transformer. Okay, we're talking about reinforcement of the Mauá Três, about concession of Amazonas. And it was like concluded with 5 months like earlier than the original like deadline that we have here, keeping the historical of Grupo Energisa of always delivering first before. And the evolution of the EBITDA was 32.8% of the EBITDA compared to the quarters. And let's talk about the readjustment, tax readjustments of HAP. And we talk about the enter of the concession Energisa Tocantins one. It was in December 2022. And by the reinforcement of the concession and the Parados in March 2023, and by the new installations that we have in Amazonas that I just talked about it. And after the tax readjustments have happened, the total for the cycle, it's gonna be of 818 million reais, including with the optical fiber. And talk about the Energisa Amazonas as well. So despite being also in construction, we have a partial wrap of 34% by the actives already operational. And on this concession, we have a possibility to give it like beforehand a partial wrap because of the until we finish the conclusion of the improvement. Talk about Energisa right now. The EBITDA of Energisa. He considers the sums of the results of the distributed generation, commercializing, and aggregated value. They had a growth of 75% compared to the third quarter 2022, reaching a total of 55 million reais on the quarter. I highlight here to the distributed generation that aggregated 26 million reais of the EBITDA on the quarter, 105% above the third quarter 2022. The investment reached 271 million reais, which represented a growth of 22% comparing to the third quarter of 2022. On the distributed generation unit, the result is reflects of the six new solar farms added up on the quarter that total 82 power plants operating and 324 megawatts peak of capacity installed. The investments on the quarter for the segment added 265 million reais, 24% above the rising rate on the quarter 2022. At the end of the quarter, we had more than 13,000 customers connected, a growth of more than 18% when comparing to the evolution, adding up the 9 months of 2023 against 2022. Under a segment in here, since we published on the Portuguese 5022 in September 2022, Energisa, they prepare to have like a relevant like role on the opening of the market of the conquest of the expressive share of the customers that can migrate to the free market. What if this works that mark, we have like new contracts and a good share of this number with the stores comparing to the third quarter of 2022. The growth was 860 56% on the last 9 months of 2023. The growth of 765% on the second to the third quarter of 2023, we had a growth of 75%. Currently, we have a base of 453 with the commercializer, and we sold on this year 2,746 gigawatts hour. In closing, about the highlights of Energisa on the quarter, we showed up the acquisition of Agric, that is a company of organic residual by fertilizers. We acquired her on August this year. The representative of the enter of the Energisa Group on the production and commercialization of natural gas, renewable natural gas, big vector to the transition of energy in the country. Today, the company, we made a compost of 250 tons per day of organic residuals from the agro industry for the production of biofertilizers. Futurely, the company will be able to produce biogas and biomethane before, besides the biofertilizer. It is located in Campos Novos, Santa Catarina, a state which has the fourth biggest volume of freezers with meats and industries of dairy in the country. It means like we have like a root of and a high potential of consumption of biomethane and biofertilizers, and the inclusion of biogas and the biomethane with the portfolio of energetic solutions that we offer reinforce our compromise to help the customers to make this energetic transition with fuels that reduce up to 90% of the emissions. We end here our presentation, and we stay available for further eventual questions. Please, operator. Now we're going to be starting the Q&A session. We kindly ask that you make all the questions at once, waiting for the answer of the company. Remembering that to make questions, we guide you that the questions be sent via the Q&A icon located at the bottom area of your screen. By dynamics, your names will then be announced so that you can ask your question live. And then the request to open your mic will show up on your screen. Please wait while we collect the questions. Oh, let's go to the first question. It's from Marcelo Sá, sell-side analyst from Itaú. Marcelo, please, we're going to be opening your audio so that you can ask your question. Marcelo, please go ahead. Marcelo, please go ahead. If he can do it, operator, he can send the question via the chat and then we can do it for you. We already have a question. Can you please ask the question here? Is it legal? Okay. The question from the Marcelo, he may have technology. The president Arthur Lira, they gave some statements about the renovation of concession of distribution. It must be go through the Congress. The political group, they put this point again after the loss of energy by like a long time that we had on São Paulo because of the rains. How do you see this risk? Good, Marcelo. Good, Marcelo. So we understand that this process with like extending this, it's being well conducted with the Ministry of Minas and Energy and by the TCU. The legal information, the legal like information that we have, it's already good to work with this. It's we don't need like to change it. We must like we should go ahead with this. And by the same that he gave was like about this. But of course the National Congress, they can try, they have like all the rights to follow it up, check it up to see how it works. But it works like at a long range process. So it shouldn't be like involved with like extraordinary events that happen here. Like weather situations happen like this, we should be working to improve the distribution here with the market. But it's like work with the states and how they work about this. It's a mobilization to help with when that catastrophe happens. They're talking about like the income the to work with this and talk like extending this to work with this. I keep defending this. We don't have like any accident like financial information to work with this to reach to try to change with this. That's why the current model where they work with this, with the distribution, they already work like with the resourcing. They work with each 4 and 5 years. It works naturally. It's not like we're going to be debating with them about this, but I believe that the process they it follows like keeps moving on naturally, like it's going to be moving on right now. Thank you for the answer. Remembering that to make your questions, we recommend that you send them via the Q&A located at the bottom area of your screen. And by Dynamics, your names will then be announced so that you can ask your questions live. Let's go to the next question. It comes from Julia Zaniolo, sell-side analyst from Santander. Julia, we're going to be opening your mic so that you can ask your question live. Julia, please go ahead. Good afternoon, guys. I have one question here about the gas market. How is going to be the strategy of you guys talking about new opportunities of the on the gas market, and which the idea that we have here? First, you want to consolidate maybe the DS Gas to work with the concession, and then thinking about like further investments, or are you already looking for new opportunities right now? Thank you so much. Would you like to answer this one? So the question is explaining about what you're going to be doing, talking about the new opportunities here in the market. Usually we don't talk about what you're going to be doing with this, but we not speculate about this. about buying another companies and but we were going right now with the on the first phase of getting to know the section, the sector, how we work with this and work within the following steps here. We got this company in March. In July, we took it up. So we have like only a couple of months working with this, but I should talk about this. What would I say? We're quick learners about stuff. So we're going to be evaluating further ahead what you're going to be doing. But I think that first we must understand that we must first consolidate all the work that we have here on the ES Gas, and then it involves capturing relevant opportunities of growth on the same. But I believe that like thinking next we're going to be examining this better for another opportunities on the market. Let's go to our next question. It comes from Daniel Travitsky, sell-side analyst from Banco Safra. Daniel, we're going to be opening your mic so that you can ask your question live. Daniel, please go ahead. Hi, guys. Good. How are you? I have two questions here. The first one is about the doubts that I have on if you could talk like a little bit more about the compose about of manufacturer works with supplies about the meaningful numbers of this line talking about year against year, which is the recurring level that we should be expecting looking forward on the next steps, and how we had like this really big increase. And the second question is about the allocation of shares, but mostly to understand how you guys evaluate your opportunities for the next year. Because we have some transmission auctions on the end of this year, the beginning of the next year, about opportunities of the gas market. Mostly to understand what we have here, what is a priority for you guys for the company. Looking on about through 2024. Good afternoon, Daniel. About the knock factor. This is mostly about the increase of the weather that it always has. So calendar works with this. So I like to work about this information about like the yearly, because looking about like the quarter information, because this is going to be volatile with this because of the weather and the calendar, all of this. Talking about percentually speaking on this third quarter with the year, so it has like a small increase. So it's hard to talk about like talking about like a projection, because it tend like to be normalized here on the 12 months with a small like difference because of the calendar and weather. And talk about investments, it's almost about the same thing that he kind of talked about. Just it's complicated to be like speculating we're going to be doing here, there, A, B, C, something like that. But we are always analyzing for new opportunities. We have like a big team that keeps always analyzing the auctions of transmission, and we're going to be keeping doing this. We're going to be looking for these opportunities here, but we're going to be studying this. And also depends on the current situation of the moment that we have here, knowledge. It's really volatile to talk about this. And talk about like that too. Make sure for you too. Yes, we're going to be working on this auction or that auction, because it also depends of the knowledge that we have here and equipment. Thank you. Thanks so much. Nice. Just to remind you guys that you can that ask questions, please send the questions via the Q&A icon located at the bottom area of your screen. And by Dynamics, your names will then be announced so that you can ask your question live. Creator. I can look here in the chat that we don't have any more questions. I think that we can like finish it up. And thank you. Thanks for everyone. Good afternoon. Perfect. Without further questions, we close the Q&A section. We close the video conference talking about the third quarter of 2023. The Investor Relations Department is going to be available to answer any further questions and doubts. Thank you so much for the participants and have a good afternoon. Good afternoon. See ya.